raising children. Ah, you know it's not easy to know what's best for those little lives that God entrusts to us, is it? A lot of times we don't know until years later if we did too much or not enough or just the right amount. We have choices to make about discipline and medical treatment and education. We've got to decide where the boundaries are going to be. What happens if they go out of bounds? Some choices actually make the difference between life and death. It was exactly that for a couple who had Siamese twins. The girls were joined at the chest. They shared a common heart. The doctor said there was no way they both could live. But if they were separated, one would certainly die. But the other one had a chance of living. Those parents were faced with a choice for which there was no textbook. They had to decide whether they would let one die so the other child could live. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the most expensive choice. Our word for today from the Word of God, Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Here's what it says. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? This is the most expensive choice God the Father ever had to make. The most expensive choice ever made in the history of this planet. Someone had to die for your sins and for mine, or we would. According to Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. There is a death penalty for our sin. It can only be paid one way. Somebody's got to die. God loved us so much. He sent his one and only son to be your substitute and mine. But then came that heart-wrenching moment for a father, that moment when the Son of God is on the cross. He actually carried all the guilt and all the hell of all my sin and your sin. If I were God, I think my fist would have come crashing down on that hill and said, "You can't do this to my son." And there God is faced with that awful choice. Who would die for your sins? Look, I deserve to. You deserve to. Only one could live. And he chose you. That's why Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? God looked at his son carrying all of my sins, all of your sins, and he turned his back on his son so he would never have to turn his back on you. And that is what makes it so tragic, so unforgivable. When you ignore that love, we try to make it to God with our pitiful good works, our religion. If that could do it, he never would have sacrificed his son for our sins. So today you and I stand confronted with this question. What will you do with Jesus? God's most expensive choice was to turn his back on his son. Your most expensive choice will be if you turn your back on his son. Because there goes forgiveness. There goes a relationship with God. There goes eternal life. There goes heaven. So what will you do right now? Isn't it time you say to this God who paid this price, oh God, thank you, I am so grateful. You chose to have your son die so I can live. I am yours. This is the price God paid so you could have a relationship with him. Don't wait another day. Don't risk missing this relationship with God. It's time to open your heart to him. Nobody loves you more. You ready to make that choice? You ready to open your heart to Jesus? I'd love to help you get this settled today, now. That's what our website's all about. Just go there. anewstory.com. Please go there today. anewstory.com. God made his most expensive choice at the cross when his son died for you. You are now making your most important choice to give yourself to him and to live.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.